If you have any topic suggestions that you'd like to hear more about or questions that you're hoping that we could maybe address on a future podcast, you can click the Get in Touch box right on our website at ktsmoneymatters.com. And The Hardworking Woman's Guide to Money, available either on our website, KT's Money Matters, or on Amazon. Or, of course, you can find our link in the show notes.
Working with your investments, retirement, insurance, estate, or tax planning, or just dealing with everyday expenses, your money matters. Let KT Thomas help you make the most of it. This is KT's Money Matters.
Hey there, and welcome back. This is KT from KT's Money Matters, coming to you with your tips and quips and ideas about making money, spending money, saving money, investing money. By now, most of you are sheltering in place or quarantining. I'm recording this show right after I spent the weekend perusing all of the newspapers, trying to get a good sense of, first, what's really happening, not only in the world, but regionally. And, you know, looking for fresh ideas and interesting things I might be able to bring to you in this troubled time. I was a little shocked. This weekend's New York Times had an 8-page travel section. I frankly have never seen it that small. Usually that's kind of like where I fantasize about where I might go next. But with 8 pages, there wasn't a lot to talk about. So I thought I might talk to you. What travel should look like in 2020 and what you could do now to plan while you're surviving your quarantine. This and more after the break.
Hey, Money Matters community, KT here. I could use a little help. And I'm hoping that maybe you, my regular listener, would be willing to give me a little bit of feedback. I've been running the show now for more than 110 episodes. I'm trying to figure out how best to grow my audience and keep it fresh and interesting for those that are tapped into the Money Matter community. How can you get this feedback to me? Well, there are a number of ways. First, you could go to ktsmoneymatters.com and you could complete a questionnaire. This would be great if you are interested in sharing talk ideas or shows that you'd be interested in learning more about in the future. Or you could rate and review my show wherever you listen to your podcasts. But most importantly, if you happen to listen to your podcasts on Apple, taking just a minute to rate and review my show really helps boost my listenership. I appreciate the fact that you listen to my show on a regular basis and that this is an ask that I have for you to help me. Hopefully you'll take a few minutes, rate and review my show, and give me some feedback. And remember, you can always send me an email right off of the KT's Money Matters website. I appreciate your feedback. And now, back to the show.
Hey, thanks for waiting for me through the break. I know we're all spending a lot of time, a super amount of close, personal, family time at home with our spouses and our sisters and our brothers and our parents and our kids. And we know that the joy can get wrung out of a situation like that fairly quickly. Lots of parents have been talking about what should they be spending their time with and how are they going to entertain their kids. And I actually have a money idea that you could use with your kids. The chances are good 2020 is going to be much different than you maybe started the year thinking about, especially when it came to your traveling. Gone out of the equation might be the trip to Disney or the ski resorts. But with gas at $2.15, this might be a great year for a road trip. I think 2020 will bring back the year of the idea of the staycation, which is planning little outings from your house, but ultimately staying home every day. That way you don't have to worry about flying and all those other people in the tube with you. You could decide to plan day hops. Now, if you're a family with young children and you're trying to figure out how I'm going to use that time, I would recommend that you consider the following. You can do this on Google Maps or you can just do it with a plain old map. It's totally up to you. But take a circle and draw it about 100 miles from your home in every direction. And then sit down with your kids and look at places that they might like to see or places that you might like to see. You know, maybe a day at the beach, maybe a day at the Museum of Science, maybe a day for a hike. And identify places that you would go for a day trip if you were doing the summer staycation. You could use this time to research places online. You could make it a game where you give each of the kids kind of an idea to do a little research on and then come back and share it with the family. And you could use that time to come up with some ideas for how you might like to spend your time together once you're more mobile. Because you got to remember, we're not going to be home forever, but we are home for now. If you want to think about the family road trip, I have an idea or two as well. In fact, you know, Tammy Simons, who works with me, has frequently been a guest on this show. She's a woman who loves camping. In fact, her family does a camping trip every summer. This could be your family's turn. So camping and hiking is probably the most economically friendly vacation that you can take with your kids. If you're driving there, gas at $2.15 is a 20-year look-back price. So gas is cheap. And I went looking online, just kind of trying to get some ideas about day passes. And I learned that you can do the annual National Park Pass for $80. And you can take the whole family with you in every pass. So if one of the things you've always wanted to do is explore some of the national parks, my personal favorites are Zion and Bryce. I really love Southwest Utah. It's so beautiful. But of course, I live in New England, so the White Mountain National Park is also pretty amazing. And there are many others. A road trip could be a great way for you to get time where the group is all traveling, but you could decide to spend it a little bit safer by either staying in campgrounds and camping your way out there, or limiting the number of hotels, or even 1 year, although much to my chagrin, my husband and I rented one of these RV across America. So we kind of brought our bed with us. Now, what I'll say to you about that is it's not a bad idea, but it's not something you want to drive across the country in. That really only works, in my mind. You want to go to a part of the country that's close to the RV that you're going to pick up, because they're not particularly good on gas and they are absolutely no fun on the highway. In fact, a few years ago, I went to do a race. I did Ironman Louisville, and I convinced my husband that we could try the RV lifestyle out, and him, the dog, and I, and all my triathlon gear jumped in the truck, which, by the way, started to shake when it was over 50 miles an hour. And I got to tell you, New Hampshire to Louisville, a long ride at 50 miles an hour. So if I were to do it again, and I'm sure I probably will, I would make sure that I were going to get the RV where I kind of wanted to go, so that it was fun to drive, but then I would park it and I could bring my bed with me and all my stuff so that I didn't have to worry about going in and out of different hotel rooms or in and out of planes. So those are my two thoughts. If you wanted to do a family road trip and you wanted to get the kids involved in how you plan it, I would take that same map, except I would look out maybe 400 miles or 500 miles and say, what in that area would we be willing to go see? What would we love to go see? Maybe vote as a family. Maybe make the kids do some research and you do some research as well and figure out what's in the area that you could do with the time that you're going to stay there. Fundamentally, I think 2020 is going to turn out to be a year to stay home. And by that, I mean fewer passport stamps. By the time the world gets opened back up, we could expect this to be several months. I'm a little worried about it myself because I was going to do Ironman Italy this fall in September, but right now they're still saying it's open. Who knows? In my world, we do what's called train as if. So I've been riding my bicycle, running, and waiting for the world to get back to normal. Just trying to keep my head on my shoulder like everybody else, trying to stay safe. Most important thing you can do right now is come up with creative and interesting ways to keep yourself amused while you stay at home. These are the best two I've got. I hope it helps you with your vacation planning to come up with something original and different that you haven't done before and that maybe you'll never do again, but you could do it this year. Until we speak again.
Thanks for listening to KT's Money Matters with KT Thomas. For more information, past episodes, and show notes, go to www.ktsmoneymatterspodcast.com. Make sure you subscribe and recommend it at iTunes, Overcast, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.